from Chicago. I've never been to Georgia. And when I go to new places, I like to just pretend I know where I'm going.
What about South Carolina?
South Carolina.
What?
I was going to get you where I am. The important thing a songwriter does is they take you on a journey. So let's go to Georgia together. So I start my journey in Georgia. The first thing I do is I look for a rented car, which I've also never done. And I can't find anything except minivans and convertibles. So I have to get a taxi 2 miles away from the airport. No taxi driver likes to drive you 2 miles away from a place he's waiting an hour for your ride. So the woman behind the counter said, go get a taxi, but don't tell him where you're going until everything's in the car. So I get in the car and I tell him where I'm going, and he was just so passive aggressive with me the whole ride. And he was like, wasn't there a shuttle? Are you sure? Where are you going? And of course, I had forgotten the name of the place, which it turns out to be is Atlanta Rent a Car. But I was like, oh, it starts with an A. I don't know. Anyway. So, as I say, I like to pretend I know what I'm doing. So finally, he gets on my nerves, and I said, sir, would you please calm down? And then he just shut up for a while. And then he got upset. He's like, before you tell me to calm down again, I said, do you really want to get into this conversation? And it's like inside, I'm like, I don't know where I am. You can let me off at any place. Or I'm on a weirdo highway, and I don't know where I'm going. But I landed at Atlanta Rent-A-Car because he pulled in to ask for directions at a gas station, and I said, look, there it is! And he said, how do you know? I said, I recognize the name now. First time I ever went on a tour, I didn't have my glasses. I forgot them at home. And so I'm driving around. I don't know where I'm going, but I developed this theory that if I just relax and drive, my angels will wake me up. And literally, I'd be driving around, I can't see any of the signs, and suddenly, like, I'd be listening to something, and I'd go, and I'd just be like, pull off! So I just pull off, and like, invariably, I'd be in the right place. So. This song, so you wrote last song about a Waffle House girl. I wrote this about a severely underage person. I developed a very serious crush on her and then drove her home one day and she said, I said, so how old are you? And she goes, I'm 14. And I was like, hold up.
This is a long calendar.
I hear this lesbian recruiter and you're booking her. So I'm not playing there again. But the girl wrote me a letter later because her mother had told her what I was up to. And she said, I just want you to know, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm engaged to be married. Lose the chance for me. this moment that I speak of. Oh, bless my pleas in the rancor of your worst-stained eyes. Let me in.
Let's go, John.